Corporal punishment is still a legal practice in North Carolina schools, but today there are just two districts in the state where educators still inflict pain on students as a form of discipline. One is down east in Robeson County. The other is in the mountains of Graham County in western North Carolina. Jess Clark takes us to both districts where school administrators still believe in the power of the paddle.
Robbinsville High School sits in a small gap in the Smoky Mountains. Green slopes dotted with a few cattle hug in around the school before they rise into a thick cover of pine trees. If there's one word to describe this area, it would be isolated.
So this is like really in the mountains here.
It is really in the mountains, yes.
David Matheson is principal of Robbinsville High School, and he's the only high school principal in the state that still uses corporal punishment. At Robbinsville, corporal punishment takes the form of paddling, a few licks on the behind with a long wooden paddle delivered by Matheson. Last year, he paddled 22 students. The school's policy allows students to request a paddling in place of in-school suspension, or ISS. Matheson says this practice keeps students in the classroom.
Most kids would tell you, that they choose the paddling so they don't miss class. And even though they get their work in ISS, it's still not like being in the class, in front of the teacher.
Robbinsville senior Allison Collins says she chose to be paddled her sophomore year after her phone went off in class.
That's like my first time ever being in trouble.
Collins went to the assistant principal's office where she was told she had a day of ISS. Collins told Principal Matheson she'd rather take a paddling, and Matheson called her father to get his permission.
And my dad was like, just paddle her, because down here in the mountains, we do it the old school way.
Matheson says he only paddles a student if he gets permission from the parent. And he says very few parents opt out.
And I think that's one of the reasons maybe so many parents are good with it. It's not something that I'm saying, hey, this is what I'm going to do. It's how I'm going to deal with your child. It's something that the family decides.
Matheson leads me to the band room, where Robbinsville parent Sherry Lynn is substitute teaching.
Oh, no, you found me. Yeah.
Lynn says she and many other Robbinsville families support the use of corporal punishment in school.
I think it goes back to traditional values. A lot of the parents still hold to the traditional values of corporal punishment. They use it at home, and so the school is an extension of home.
In a small, isolated, and tight-knit community like the one in Graham County, it's not hard to see why families might have more trust in their school administrators than families in other districts. Matheson says he went to school with a lot of his students' parents. Still, not everyone at Robbinsville is on board.
Well, I've got a couple student teachers down here. They might offer a little bit different perspective. Hey guys, how are you?
In a classroom down the hall, we come on student teacher Bo Cronland. He's taking a breather between classes. Cronland says he's not comfortable with the way the school uses the paddle.
Last semester, one of my freshmen did get spanked, and that's how I knew they did corporal punishment here. So I was like, oh no, I'm not incredibly for it in school, depending on kind of just what the mishap is, because you got spanked for just talking in class. So I'm just kind of like, kids talk. So I don't think they should get spanked for it.
There are decades of research showing corporal punishment leads to bad outcomes for students. Higher dropout rates, increased rates of depression and substance abuse, and increased violent episodes down the road. Matheson says he's seen that research, but he still believes paddling is an effective form of discipline.
I feel like if it was still used more often in our schools, we'd have a whole lot better society. I do. I believe that.
Graham County isn't the only community that supports corporal punishment in schools. More than 300 miles east, we trade mountain forests for the flat, sandy lowlands of Robeson County. Venus Maynor is in his driveway, working on a truck he owns for his waste removal business. Maynor has a 10-year-old son who goes to school just down the road at Prospect Elementary. Last year, Prospect staff paddled 31 students. Maynard's son, Ori, got paddled in the second grade.
He and another little fellow were running outside of the line. And the teacher, she pulled him back in line and told him, says, hey, we're gonna paddle you for not doing what we asked you to do. And, of course, she made good on her promise. She paddled him when he got back to the room with a witness, he and the other little boy. And when his mother picked him up, the little boy that was in trouble with him says, Miss Cicely, Ori got a paddling today. Me and him got a paddling.
Maynor says he believes paddling or spanking is an important part of raising a child. He points to a tall tree along the edge of his property.
If you go to that big pine tree over there, that mature pine on the ditch there, you can't do anything but cut it down. There's no sway in that tree. You can't make that tree do anything but just either cut it down or just steady grow. And if you start early with that sapling there, if you need it to grow that way, you can tie a string to it and pull it, and it's going to grow the way you tied a string. And in respects to raising a child, it's the same way.
It's not unusual for parents to support the use of corporal punishment as a form of discipline. Recent surveys show about 75% of Americans believe it's sometimes necessary to spank a child. What is unusual is that these parents support corporal punishment in school. That's where Tom Vitaglione of child advocacy group NC Child takes issue with the practice.
When it gets to the schools, we now have an agent of the state hitting a child. And we don't believe that should happen, and that cultural issues should not override that perspective.
It's safe to say most parents at Prospect Elementary or Robbinsville High School don't see school staff as agents of the state. These are both unusually tight-knit communities. Graham is one of the most geographically isolated counties in the state, and Prospect Elementary is a majority Lumbee Indian school in the state's oldest and most established Lumbee community. Maynor, who is Lumbee, says he has a rare degree of trust in Prospect Elementary School staff.
Yes, I do. I trust the teachers and the principal to, you know, do what's right.
Still, even in these two communities, paddling is on the decline. In fact, last school year, both districts cut their number of paddlings in half. NC Child's Vitaglione and other child advocates would like there to be zero paddlings. They're asking state legislators to outlaw the practice in schools for good. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.